Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Lenihan.
And that would be me. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. This is, if you're listening on the day it came out, it is the 26th of February. This is episode 197. Hey, man, we're closing in on 200. I've got a big songwriter coming in for 200. We'll tell you a little bit more next week, but I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited about today. And let me tell you about today's artist and songwriter. So we didn't really have planned to do this podcast today, and we're recording this right around the holidays because we work that far ahead. And so I'm at this party last night. A lot of industry people there, a lot of songwriters that have had big hits, big number ones and stuff. There's also publishers, and Nancy Deccan was there from Discover Center. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
So she brings this artist, and he comes in, and they give him a guitar, and he starts singing. Everybody's like, whoa. We're like, incredible. So I'm like, what are you doing tomorrow? Let's record a podcast. And I should tell you, he hails from Morgantown, West Virginia, and he was here visiting. You come to Nashville a lot. This is Cody Clayton Eagle. Cody, thank you for extending your trip one day. Good to see you, man.
It was my pleasure to extend the trip. Super glad to be here, and very glad to meet Nancy along this journey that I have of mine. And thank you so much for inviting me today.
Well, you're incredible, and I knew I had to get you on. You're coming back in February, and I thought, I'm not going to wait.
January,
is it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait. We're going to get you in now. But it's good to have you here, and I'll tell you, you've got an interesting story. So Morgantown, West Virginia, and you've been singing a long time, but you got a real big break being on season 19 of American Idol, right?
Season 17.
17. 17. Okay, 17. In 2019.
In 2019.
I got my numbers mixed up, so I'm not good with numbers. And they said they wouldn't be math, right? Yeah. So tell me about that experience.
That experience was amazing. I went through something called an open call audition.
And where did you go to audition?
I went to the Civic Center in Charleston, West Virginia.
Charleston, okay.
And there was about 4,400 people that day. And out of the 4,400 people, they took 12 overall.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So tell me how that works. You go and there's 44,000 what do you get? Like, what do they just say? Just sing. What do you got, kid? Who do you play for?
So I played for, I think, the co-producers of the show. I kind of walked up there. They had these booths, and they put you in lines of, at least for my experience, they put me in a line of four people.
Yeah.
And each person went down the line and sang a song.
Yeah.
And then they were kind of like, you know, hey, thank you so much for coming. You did an amazing job. You know, let me hear one more song or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they kind of made their selection, or, you know, didn't take you. And that's kind of how it went. And then after that, they had another audition the exact same day.
Uh-huh.
And they took that 12 down to 4.
Oh, God.
So they had two auditions that day.
Okay. And when did you know you were going to be on?
So after I did that audition, I went to Atlanta, Georgia. And
yeah.
I did another audition there. And there was another two auditions there. It went from four down to two people.
Oh, my goodness.
And then that second audition, I was the only one to advance from Georgia to New York, where Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie were.
So you played in front of those three?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Was that nerve-wracking?
That was a crazy experience. You know, just kind of being on the set of American Idol, getting to meet all the contestants that were out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the producers of the show, how everything works, it was just mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing. So what did they say?
What did you sing?
What did you say?
Yeah, what did you sing?
So I sang one of my original songs. I will sing. I wrote it for the show. Mm-hmm. And then I also got to sing a song by Chris Stapleton. I sang Broken Halos by Chris Stapleton.
Oh, great song. Yeah. Yeah. And what did they say?
Luke Bryan was absolutely just stunned by it. Lionel Richie didn't have words. Katy Perry absolutely loved it. And, you know, Lionel Richie, he was like, man, if I could take you somewhere right now, I would.
Mm.
He's the one who handed me the golden ticket. And, you know, just that experience is phenomenal because who Lionel Richie is, he's an amazing guy, an amazing artist.
Great songwriter. Right?
Well, we'll make sure that we call him.
Nancy Deccan of Discover Sooner has been on this show many times. Nancy, where did you discover this guy?
Well, I think it must have been 2019 then. Uh-huh. And Keith Moore used to have an open mic night and always invited industry people to come and judge and then pick a winner, a couple winners on this thing.
Right.
Uh-huh. And Cody was on that show. And after, I don't remember who won that night or whatever, but I was standing with Cody and some other dude, and I was like, okay, you, Cody, need to write with you, dude. Get together, share each other's number. I do what I do.
And Nancy's a great organizer.
And I was like, because it felt like a good mix. And then I says, and if it doesn't work out, here's my number. And so he called me up and says, hey, something like, hey, can we get together and write or something? So,
yeah.
From that point on, I just started organizing co-writing situations with Cody, myself, and like the best, and you know, people that I have around me. I have so many wonderful people like you, Travis, too. Cheyenne Smith.
We'll talk about him, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. We will. So and we did a lot of that, and then the pandemic hit, and we tried to do online things. And you know, Cody actually lives out in the woods. Like, I mean, his family is in a house, but they don't have good internet. So
okay.
So kind of, and then he went off to be an artist. I mean, to really start touring.
Yeah.
And you got to hear this story now. You know, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So the last 2 years have been really crazy for me. 17 states every single year.
Wow.
For the last 2 years. Really just making my rounds, doing everything I can, getting out there. Really started to grow a fan base and a following in a lot of these states.
That's great.
And, you know, I love it whenever I go back to somewhere similar and I see, you know, four or five faces that I saw a few months ago and they're like, hey, how's it going? You know, it's like a little family reunion right there.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So.
Very good. You keep very active on the road.
I do.
Does that tend to wear on you a little bit?
You know, every once in a while, it's, you know, you kind of start to miss family.
Yeah,
and then, you know, you get to come home, but the road is just where I love to be.
Where you love to be. On the road again.
Okay, but wait, before we go on, you must tell him about your family, okay? Tell him. Okay.
Tell me.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
You got a small family, huh?
So I'm one of 12.
And where are you on this list, dude?
I'm the third oldest.
Third oldest.
Yes.
Any of your brothers and sisters play and sing?
So a few of my sisters, one of them has picked up piano. One of them has started to try to learn the guitar. I kind of help them out with that because they want to know how to play. So I've taught them a little bit of that. And then one of them also loves the drums.
Wow.
So
it's not a family. That's a football team. Can they sing harmony with you and stuff? Can you get the whole family band out there?
I mean, we've never tried, but you never say never.
Never say never. How about mom and dad? Did they play?
They did not play.
No?
They weren't in music. I was the first one in my family to take music.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. First one.
First one.
Yeah. Man. Mm-hmm. What got you? Did you always love music? Or
so growing up as a kid, I played, you know, all kinds of sports. I did baseball, basketball, football.
Uh-huh.
I even did cross country racing on four wheelers, like GNCC, stuff like that.
Wow.
And at the age of 8, I had a slip capital femur, and the ball kind of had slipped out of the socket in my leg.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I have permanent pins in both of my hips because it happened twice.
Wow.
And then the beginning.
After, sports injury? Football injuries? Mm-hmm. No.
It was just from growing too fast.
Wow. And he's a big boy. Let me tell you.
I'm like, how tall are you?
Yeah, how tall are you?
Probably 6'2", 6'3", something like that.
And then I, you know, and he's muscular, he's big, you know. And I'm like, how much do you best, I ask him, how much do you bench press? And he goes, I don't know. I don't, the thing, machine only goes up to 402 pounds, and I can do that, you know, 20 times. I don't know. I've never really seen how much I could. Humble guy.
Right. He's our best outside linebacker songwriter, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Outside linebacker size.
I keep thinking, if a fight breaks out here, I'm right behind you.
That's right.
Right behind you, brother. Absolutely. So I want to go back to Idol because. Everybody sees you get a golden ticket, and so does that already takes you to Hollywood or no?
So that does take you to Hollywood.
So what happens there? We've had a few people on this show that have been on Idol, and I never really find out what happens once you get to Hollywood because there's a lot of people that go, right? I mean, and not everyone gets on the show, right?
Right. So there was 150 contestants that had gotten a golden ticket and made it onto the show.
150?
Yes.
Wow. And did you get to know some of these people? And
I did. Yeah. A few of the people that I, you know, still kind of have some connections with that were on in my season. Let me see here. Lane Hardy, he won. He won American Idol.
Oh, that season.
That was that season. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yeah, he's done pretty well for himself.
So I kind of got to link up with him a little bit. There's a few other people on there. Well, I think one of them is Colby Swift, Wade Coda. There's another gentleman from Delaware. I can't remember his name off the top of my head as well, though.
Wow. So 150, and then do they put you up and everything, and what happens?
They do. So once you do make it to L.A., California, yeah. They mm-hmm. do put you up in a hotel. Now, I will say, in the beginning, they didn't pay for anything, so that mm-hmm. was kind of, you know, all funded by yourself.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of great people get behind me, and we put off some raffles and stuff, and nice. That kind of funded the entire American Idol process
uh-huh.
until we made it onto the show. But then, you know, it was smooth sailing from there.
Smooth sailing from there. Yep. So what was your first performance out there? What did they make you do?
First performance is called Hollywood Week.
Hollywood Week.
Hollywood Week. And I sang, they gave me a list, and you had to pick from it. I think I sang Fire Away by Chris Stapleton.
Another great song, right in your pocket, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one went off the tracks out there in Hollywood.
Off the tracks?
Off the tracks.
Meaning?
Everyone in the audience. There was not a dry eye in the okay. audience.
All right.
Everyone loved that performance.
Wow.
They even had, you know, like kind of banquets, kind of like an open mic night thing.
Really?
After that, where, you know, you got up on the stage and... you got to sing your next song for the next day, and they had like vocal coaches in there to maybe give you some pointers and tips.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of, you know, like a learning process of how to, you know, maybe change a note here or there and just keep on rolling with it, even if you have a mistake. And, you know, they did that. And then your next audition was with, a duo, and then it went to groups and stuff like that.
They pair you with somebody?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. So the whole thing must have been... mind-blowing, huh?
It was a whirlwind of experiences, and it was definitely fun.
Wonderful. And I'm sure you'd do it all over again if you could, right?
I would do it all over again if I could.
It got you started in a good way. That's great. Well, I want to hear a song. And, you know, I was on your Spotify today, and you've got millions of streams. You've got a lot of songs. Yeah. But there's the one you and I think, Nancy, you were on this one, too, the one about... this one's on me for the soldiers out there because that you have a spot in your heart for vets and people that defend our country, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Where did that come from?
So my uncle's been in the Army for 29 years, and you know, we kind of went into this co-write and with Troy Castellano and Nancy Deccan.
Troy, my buddy,
he's an amazing writer. He phenomenal.
Is. Yes, he is.
We went into the co-write and, you know, wasn't really sure too much about what we were going to write. And Troy brought an idea into the room and he was like, you know, something, you know, this one's on me. Let's make it about this. And I was like, what if we change it a little bit and we write it about the servicemen and women and kind of say, hey, this one's on me. And I didn't know it at the time, but my uncle was going to be shortly deployed again. He was going to, Africa and, I wanted to release the song before he left. We did that. And then it led to so many great things happening for this song. It's now on probably more than 20 radio stations across West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland.
Wow.
It's in the United Kingdom. It's in Canada right now. It's made tons of playlists, I think. It made 145 playlists this year.
Wow.
Whoa.
So I'm excited about that one.
Oh, my God.
That's good. That's good.
So we're at 674,000 streams on that song right at the moment, but on all those playlists, it should be. Yeah, I mean, that's only Spotify.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know. Do you have access to all the rest of the numbers?
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's gone on to do some great things.
There's a great video on it, too, so it's on YouTube as well.
It's on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably a good time to talk about, you know, the show and the things you've been doing to highlight veterans and stuff.
Yeah.
So this year was our first year, and we put a concert on through some of my great sponsors and now new, like, family to me. Absolute phenomenal people. They support veterans just like I do, and they give free roofs away to veterans every single year they have a contest.
Free roofs, did you say?
Free roofs. They redo roofs.
Wow.
And it's called Titan Roofing.
Wow.
Phenomenal people. James is an amazing guy, and his family is awesome. But we kind of linked up together, and I was like, you know, what if we do a concert together? Me and my dad and James were all together kind of sitting there talking over the phone. Got to meet a lot of great people along the way, and we ended up putting a concert on called the This One's On Me Concert.
Wow.
And it was held at the Clarksburg Amphitheater this year.
Wow.
And we've already got plans to do it from here on out. And this upcoming year, it's going to be March the 22nd at...
less than a month away.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But we're going to be putting another concert out there March the 22nd, and it's going to be lined up with the Grand Bash. It's a huge thing in Morgantown, West Virginia, at Milan Park Center.
Wow.
And we're going to have a great turnout there. I know we're probably going to have anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 people there.
That's
and
crazy.
It's free to everybody.
Great.
Free to all veterans especially. And I know this year we did $10,000 worth of, you know, prizes and giveaways to these veterans and stuff.
That's awesome.
You know, Blackstone grills to Flew's furniture, recliners to $1,000, you know, cash prizes,
it's
stuff like that. So we just want to give back to the community and, you know, make an impact.
That's awesome. That's incredible. You go up there for that, Nancy? You gonna go?
Yeah, right now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Gotta be there, don't you?
I gotta see it.
Well, let's hear this song. It's an incredible song. Trey Castellano, Nancy, and you all together. Three-way co-write. Love it. Let's hear it.
All right.
Glad you made it back, my friend. You've been to hell and back again. Halfway around the world, putting yourself in harm's way. And don't think that I take it for granted. Promise of freedom you've defended. Without ever asking me for one damn thing. So this one's on me. This is for your sweat, the blood, and bravery. For leaving everything you love and never giving up. And this is for your sacrifice. And this is for the brothers you carried on your back. For going out first, fighting that fight, and coming home last. And this is for the colors that you wear when it ain't easy. This one's on me. The tattoos you got in memory of, all the ones you've lost and loved. I think he's good, but he just don't seem enough. So this one's on me. And this is for your sweat, the blood, and bravery. For leaving everything you love and never giving up. This is for your sacrifice. cause you carried on your back for going out first, fighting that fight and coming home last. And this is for the colors that you wear when it ain't easy. So this one's on me. That you knew for what you've been through for all of us. And this one's on me. And this is for your sweat, blood, and bravery. For leaving everything you love and never giving up. And this is for your sacrifice. And this is for the brothers you carried on your back for going out first, fighting that fight and coming home last. And this is for the colors that you wear when it ain't easy. So this one's on me. And this one's on me.
His name is Cody Clayton Eagle, and it's a name to remember because he's a rising star, and we're really happy to have him here around the dining room table from Morgantown, West Virginia, which isn't too far from Pittsburgh, is it? It's kind of just due south of Pittsburgh,
just
right?
Just due south of Pittsburgh.
Do you play up in Pittsburgh a lot?
I've played in Pittsburgh, around the area a few times, but I'm looking to expand there more for 2025.
There you go. Yeah, that's what's ahead this year. That's good. Well, good for you. And just some things on him. 2019 American Idol contestant, over a million streams on Spotify. National recording artist, Rising Song semifinalist. Tell us about that. What's Rising Song? What is that?
That was the Nashville Rising Song.
Nashville
Rising
Song.
Oh, yeah, that's where we met.
Yeah,
yes, that's met. Right. That's where we met.
Yeah. I'm not really familiar with that.
Keith has moved on and is doing some other things now. So he's, you know, in the Christian space. And
okay.
So he's not doing that anymore. But it was just like a staple for a whole bunch of years. And, you know, Keith was amazing.
Yeah.
Keith Moore.
Moore. Okay.
Keith, M-O-H-R. Moore.
And he used to run that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Good. So it was a song competition. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were quite a gifted songwriter, aren't you? And pretty prolific. You guys came into town this week and wrote how many songs?
Five, six this week.
Six in 1 week. But, you know, crazy. Like, he's ready to do doubles, Dave. Yeah. What can I say?
If I do six in a month, I'm pretty proud. I'll pat myself on the back. Six in a week. That's incredible. And incredible songs. You did one last night that just wowed everybody, including me. I couldn't believe when you got to the hook and delivered. And that's the kind of song I love, you know. And it was called Hanging Moons.
Oh.
And it was something that it's an interesting concept. And as you're playing, singing, like, darn, why didn't I think of that? You know, and that's my favorite kind of song, you know. Yeah. It's such a great one. Can you talk about that one and maybe play? Can we talk you out of playing that one?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did your headphones go out on you?
There it is.
A little short. Okay, sorry about that. I'm a little short.
Oh, good.
In stature as well. I'm sorry.
But yeah, Hanging Moons, we wrote that with Nancy and Travis.
Travis Cheyenne Smith. And you, it was the first song we ever wrote together.
Is it really? Wow.
Yep. I don't know where this, you know, hook came from. Hanging Moons. Was it
Moons.
You or Travis? I think it was you or Travis. Yeah. I don't know.
Just started talking about stuff and it came out, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
We just start talking.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. So how about, you know, as we get under the hood, who was driving? Was it you or yeah. And what I mean by driving is got the guitar and get the melody going. And do you usually drive or does it?
No, it's sort of like we all really work on it. It's one of those real collaborative efforts. You know, most of the time, Cody is bringing a song idea into the room. And then who's ever writing with Cody is just going to, we're all just going to pitch in and develop the story around it.
Gotcha.
And, you know, anytime Cody sings a song, you know, like, you know, we made the melody, but Cody singing made the song.
You know, Nancy, it really is a different session when you're writing with the artist and for the artist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because, you know, as a songwriter, our job is just to get behind and help that artist be the most artisty self that they are. And
occasionally pulling things out, you know.
Oh, yeah. A lot of times.
Yeah. Was that a process you were familiar with before you came to Nashville?
It was a little bit. I did some writing before I came down to Nashville. Mm-hmm. Not too much co-writing. It was just kind of, you know, maybe I was in a room with a buddy and you know, we were playing a song. And he was like, you know, it'd be cool if we wrote, you know, maybe a song that wasn't like that, but something different. And, you know, we would try to write something. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really start writing until I came down to Nashville.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, a lot of newer collaborators, you know, co-writers and songwriters, is often the case that, you know, sometimes a mark of someone being really new is they have a hard time pounding their stake into the ground and saying, this is what we're writing today. Mm-hmm. And Cody has never had that problem. He was always operating at this point where, you know, we could just get in there and, you know, enjoy the process and get it done. And usually, you know, it doesn't take four co-writing sessions to get it done. And the people that we've always written with have been phenomenal. So it's just kind of worked out. And I think the melody making on this stuff, if we were sitting in a room without Cody, mm-hmm. that melody would not be as powerful without him. And, you know, but it's really cool in this way because it's very collaborative. A lot of artists, sometimes you kind of have to write the song for them, and that's just not the way it is with Cody's.
Yeah.
And his growth from back in 2019 when we wrote these songs, Hanging Moon and This One's On Me, is just really very evident in terms of him being able to just carry his true light into the room and say, this is what I want.
Yeah.
And it's just getting more and more like that. And that's what an artist needs to have, knowing what they want to sing and what they want to sing about. And you know, we as songwriters just working to, you know, hold that craft together and elevate and get as much meaning as we can get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'd love to hear that song. Can you play it for us?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to hear it again for the first time.
She's a fast car on Sea Street, a 93 Chevy with gravel meats, and she's a five-star with caviar in a cooking what you catch on an open fire. Ooh, she don't know that she's driving me crazy, 'cause when she calls me baby, every little thing makes me higher than anything takes me. Just a ponytail girl lighting up my world. She don't know she can do what she do. Oh, she don't know. She's just over there hanging moons. Wow. She's an high roller on a party yacht, a Sunday afternoon lucky fishing spot, and she's amps like a rookie in the first game, and cool like a champ in a Hall of Fame. Oh, she don't know that she's driving me crazy, kissing when she calls me baby, every little thing makes me higher than anything takes me. Just a ponytail girl lighting up my world. She don't know she do what she do. Oh, she don't know. She's just over there hanging moons. Over there hanging moons. Yeah, she's driving me crazy, accusing when she calls me baby, every little thing makes me higher anything takes me. If she's driving me crazy, kiss me when she calls me baby. Every little thing makes me higher than anything takes me. Just a ponytail girl, I don't know how old. She don't know she do what she do. Ooh, she don't know. She just over there hanging moons. Over there hanging moons. Over there hanging moons.
Big Wow with a capital W on each end. It's a great song, really is. You know, she's over there hanging moon. She didn't realize. I just love it. Our guest is Cody Clayton Eagle. You got to be careful of those three name artists, right, Nancy? Got to take a break. We're coming back.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
Hey, thanks again for joining us. We certainly appreciate you. Last time we checked, it was 1,350-some thousand streams all over the world. And we thank you for spreading the word. And if you're listening on YouTube, and we hope you are, even if you're not, go there and click like and subscribe, because that does help us. Even though we're not a video podcast, I'm a radio guy. I'm sorry. We thought about it. I thought about it really hard. And then I talked to a guy who's really does a lot of podcasting and coaching for podcasting. He goes, well, you don't have to do video. And I go, good, then I won't. You know? So I just needed some validation in that direction. So here we are. But anyway, thank you for joining us. Cody, I think I hate to compare you to anybody, and I hate to do that. But I mean, you're in that vein, I think, the Chris Stapletons and the Luke Combs, where you write and perform, and you do both equally well, you know. Who are some of the people that you idolized and you know? Who, all right, the question I hate to ask, who are your influences?
Well, you nailed it. Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs.
How did I know these things?
Some of my biggest influences right there.
Yeah.
Love the storytelling. Amazing vocals, powerful vocals, powerhouses, guys.
Yeah.
You know, you got Cody Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Phenomenal storyteller as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's so many, but those three guys right there are some of my idols.
Yeah.
I love them.
Right there. Mm. That's awesome. Wow. Doesn't surprise me a bit. If you excuse me just a little bit, I want to talk to Nancy for a little bit, and I want you to tell folks about your great organization, and then we'll get back to more Cody.
Oh, Discover bit. Sooner.
Discover yes. Sooner. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is better than Discover Later. Discover Sooner.
Yeah, so we help songwriters make connections and meet and have build, you know, real relationships with industry professionals, like publishers. We do a lot of things between songwriters and publishers. And we also, you know, I'm just trying to give everybody everything I ever wanted as a songwriter.
That's so great. Yeah.
Which is, well, we all wanted to get sync placements. So we started doing this thing called the Sync Challenge. And we have a music supervisor.
If you're not familiar with that term, that's syncing your music to
video. TV and film, yeah. Right. Because, like, sync is kind of like the new mechanicals, because everybody just tells, you know,
mechanicals,
Alexa.
Again, are the sales right. Of your songs, and nobody's buying them anymore because you stream them.
Well, we stream them, and it's so wonderfully convenient to just tell Alexa to play something or Siri and stuff.
Yeah.
So there's not as many downloads as there used to be. So we're working hard to find other sources of revenue.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole world is just rushing into the world of sync placements. And I recruited a music supervisor who works on small independent films. This is this is not the $100 million big budget film. You know? we've just grown a great relationship with Donna Bukovic, and she gets movies, and we write briefs. She gives us briefs to write. I put people in teams, and then we write, and we've had our first sync placements. And we have eight songs sort of like not necessarily on hold, but designated for these songs. I mean, it's all from script. So that means the movie is not filmed yet. Yeah. But the coolest thing is that we always have the movie's director come online, because this is all online where we are writing and putting producers with artists and songwriters. Cool. And in the last a week ago, we had what we call a listening party to all the songs we wrote.
And I bet that was fun.
The movie producer or the director says, "Oh my God, I love that song, and I'm going to write a scene in the movie for the song."
Just for the song.
For the song.
Well, that's
and that has happened great. More than once. So
that's awesome.
You know, that thing has a life of its own, and we're proud of that. And
very good.
You know, out of our work between songwriters and publishers, we've had songwriters writing over at Warner Chappell, and
nice.
you know we're so proud of actually making good things happen for songwriters. And as Charisse Voltori said,
global songwriters,
because she's such a good friend of mine, and I thought, oh my God, I'm competing with Charisse Voltori, I don't really want to do that. And she says, Nancy, anyone who helps a songwriter is okay in my book.
That's
you keep going, girl.
Yeah.
And I've adopted that way of being in this world. And, and I love the people that, we come and, we pitch songs and we, we try to make that happen, man.
Every month you usually have a publisher in this town.
Right. We always have a publisher.
Looking for songs, and your people get to play it for you.
Right. Yeah. Anybody can do this. This is not expensive. This is $17 a month. We can all mostly afford that and come in and pitch to whoever it is. We are trying to space it out between country. And the only way that pop and Americana can kind of get in there is if it's through, sync placements. So we're trying to just balance that out and make sure everybody has a chance to pitch songs. And, people have, I've met so many great writers. Grayson Campbell, who came out last night and played with us at the Commodore, and Stephen Charles and Michael McFarlane just always write up tempo. And I'm like, oh yeah, these are my kind of people.
We need more of that.
Yeah, yeah. We need more
especially
of that.
Especially those writers' rounds,
right.
I'm ready to slit my wrists after five, six ballads in a row. I'm like, come on.
You know, and so we've been doing this for quite a while, and things have kind of stabilized for me. And of late, two of the best writers in my life is Cody Clayton Eagle and Trinity Wiseman.
Yeah,
and they're both
Trinity.
Like...
We're going to have Trinity.
Yeah, I know. It's great. And both of them are like, Nancy, we need you. I need you to help me. You know, I need to be my artist manager. And... I got so many things going. I'm like, I don't know. But then, I was a song plugger, independent song plugger for 5 years before Discover Sooner. And every A&R person in town kind of knows of me. They've listened to songs I've sent. So I'm in a really great place.
You come across a good song, you can get it.
That's right. I can get it there. Yeah. And then also 5 years in Discover Sooner with all the publishers. And I'm like, there's probably nobody, maybe besides Charisse Voltori or Bart Herbison, who's better positioned to be able to help others.
Bart with NSAI. We've talked about them.
Right.
In the past,
so I love them.
So these are great organizations as a songwriter that you should get involved with. It's NSAI, National Songwriters Association International. Google them. Cherie, we talk about a lot on Global Songwriter Connection. She's even been on this show. And Nancy, where do we find you?
Go to discoversooner.com for sure.
Discoversooner.com.
That's right.
But you discovered sooner. Yeah, appreciate it. Our guest, Cody Clayton Eagle. How you doing, pals? Is this all right?
Yes, sir.
You doing all right? You do a lot of these?
This is probably one of the first podcasts I've done so far.
I'm honored. And I know you get out there and you play. I got a question for you. Because I know you do a lot of shows, and you get out there, and you got to play covers, right?
Absolutely.
Being for West Virginia, how many times do you think you've played Almost Heaven, West Virginia,
Man.
Country Roads, Take Me Home?
I think I might have lost count.
The John Denver family is still collecting those royalties, I'm sure. Oh my God. Yeah. You got to play that one, right?
You got to play it.
Is that a state song to West Virginia now? It should be.
I think so.
It ought to be.
Ought to be, yeah.
One thing I found through traveling is everybody knows it too.
Everybody.
I could be in the middle of Ohio.
Yeah.
And I'll have someone come up to me and say, "Hey, can you play Country Roads?" You got it.
I got this great song for you to play. I don't know if you know it or not, but I mean, it's, you know, Country Roads Take Me Home. You know that song, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's we know that song. Yeah, that's a staple, I imagine. Yeah. And it's one of those songs that people will stop and listen or and sing along.
And sing along, so, yeah.
Kind of like Sweet Caroline. Amazing. So, what's next for you in 2025?
So right now for 2025, booking a lot of fairs and festivals.
Fairs and festivals. Money's there, huh?
There's some good money in it.
Do you travel with a band, by the way?
I do travel with a band. Kind of funny thing, I just bought something this year for me and the band, and it's really helping us right now. I just bought a tour bus.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. Okay, whose tour bus? Got to tell us.
Let me see. Waylon Jennings.
Yes, no that way. Guy. He called me up. I was walking around at, you know, Walmart and saying, "Nancy, I just bought a tour bus." Waylon Jennings tour bus.
That's crazy. Waylon's tour. Hopefully he left some songs in there for you.
There might be some songs in the walls.
Because you know you're going to write in that tour bus.
On the road. I have to come write with you on the tour bus and bring some writers.
By the way, did you hear what he said? Write that in your hook book.
What?
What would you say?
Songs on the walls.
Songs in the walls.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Write that down. There's songs in the walls. Yep. Songs in the walls.
You know there is.
Oh my gosh. I love Waylon. And I'll tell you a side story on this podcast, and she's become a dear friend. I love her. Jenny Eddie Jennings, who was raised by Waylon, but her real dad was Dwayne Eddie.
Oh.
And her mom was Jessie Coulter. And I went over to her house to write one day, and because there's pictures of Jesse and Waylon and all, it's so cool. I'm like, oh, you know, I just can't believe you're, and she's just a wonderful person. And when she sings, she sounds like her mom, you know. So she takes me into her living room, and there's a piano there, and she sits down, she starts playing this. She says, "This was my mom's piano. She wrote Storms Never Last." No, it was "I'm Not Lisa." She wrote "I'm Not Lisa" on this piano. And the hairs on the back of my neck are sticking up, you know. Anyway, if you look for her podcast out there, it's the most listened to of the Songwriter Connection podcasts on YouTube. And she's just a wonderful lady. We're really happy to hear. I digress. I do these squirrel moment things, and I hope you don't mind. But that's
like the Geico squirrel in the middle of the road.
That's me. That's the way it is. So you agreed to be here. I'm putting it on you, right? Let's hear another song and another story behind it. I'm dying to hear you sing again. What a voice. What a writer.
What are you doing, Cody?
I think I'm going to do another one here that was just released on May the 16th. I released an EP.
March 16th.
March 16th. Mm-hmm. March 16th, I released an EP, and it was a five-song EP, but for the CD copies, I added two of the other songs that I have out there, Hanging Moons and This One's On Me, bonus tracks.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
I think we're going to play this one. It's called Working Man.
Okay.
And me, Nancy Deccan, and Kelly McKay wrote this song. Mm-hmm. I brought this idea into the room. And I was like, let's write a song called Working Man and have like a double take on it. So not only, you know, is he in the chorus, it says he's clocking out to clock back in and have, you know, that double verse in there, double take in there.
See, I always like that. That's songwriting for sure.
But
here's
Working Man.
Working Man.
Told myself I'd love her, and that was just a lie, yeah. Just something that I did to get through the goodbye. I see a key on the counter, her empty spot in the drive. Trying to forget about her, but drinking this bar dry. Oh, I got them whiskey shots, shooting double shifts, pulling overtime, getting over this, clocking out just to clock back in. Ain't no future in this thankless job. He's a wild trying to turn a memory off. Reasonable, now come back and line him up again. Oh, but it ain't working, man.
That's cool.
Tried to tell the bartender how good he used to be. Tried small talking a girl who looks as lonely as me, wondering how I could have done it differently. No, but none of that's gonna bring her back to me. No, I got them whiskey shots, shooting up shifts, I'm getting over this, clocking out just to clock back in. Ain't no future in this thankless job. He's the one trying to turn her memory off. Reason but I can back and line him up again. Oh, but it ain't working, man. He's the one trying to turn the memory off. Reason but I can back and line him up again. Oh, but it ain't working, man. Oh, it ain't working, man. Oh,
great. Lesson behind this song. If you can find a way to twist it, here's Working Man. We all know that Merle Haggard had a big hit with that, but it was about a working man drinking his beer in a tavern. This is how you twisted it. It ain't working, man. You know, I'm a working man, but it ain't working, man.
Right.
I love it. And that's the kind of songwriting that I'm a big fan of. That is just awesome. Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I just turned 23.
Just turned 23. So you're still growing as an artist and a writer. It's only going to get better for you, pal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So remember that Cody, Clayton, Eagle, and this spring and summer, you're going to be out there traveling festivals and different shows all around. Where do you go?
I'll go anywhere. I'll go anywhere.
And they can reach you on your website, right, if they want to book you?
Yep.
And that is CodyClayDunEagle.com.
Yep.
Well, cool. Anything you want to add, Nancy? Nancy's over there looking.
No.
Where are we going here? What's for a moment's coming next? Right? Yeah. So I want to hear another
song. I'll tell you what he's doing right now. Huh. Okay. He's going back home to West Virginia to keep doing his artist thing. But he'll be back once a month for the next couple of months to write. We are working on writing songs that make people fall off of their chair, like industry people fall off their chair. That's our goal.
That's what happened last night.
I know. That's our goal. And then we're going to get the right producer. We've been talking to Danny Philo. I don't know. Did you ever meet Danny? He's great. And then there's other people. And we're just...
plugging away.
We are, here we go. Awesome. Here we go.
The sky's the limit.
That's right.
Well, take us out with another one of your favorites and blow us away. No pressure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What are we thinking?
Oh, you know what we're thinking. I'm blessed.
You can read your mind. Oh, you played this last night. Oh,
we did. Oh,
we wrote this song with Joel Shoemake this week.
You know, Joel's been on the show and I love him. He's just a great guy and a great songwriter.
I said, like, his heart is like this big, right?
It really is. So. And that hit with Craig Campbell, wasn't it? Family Man?
Family Man.
Yes.
That toothbrush song.
Toothbrush song.
Oh, and life starts with a toothbrush.
If you haven't heard it, Google it. Watch it. It's a great song.
Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So amazing.
Very cool. Cody Clayton Eagle. Blessed.
Here's I'm Blessed.
I'm Blessed.
Lucky I've got a flat tire I can afford to fix. I got a budget that don't budge, but I can find some wiggle room in it. Don't always come together like I wish it would, but even when things don't turn out good, I'm blessed, grateful, holding to a higher power, thankful. I'm humbled by the kindness and the grace that you have shown. I'm stronger because of you, and with you not alone. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Sometimes that silver lining ain't nowhere near the sky. Too much in this old world can leave you asking why. Broken hearts and broken dreams can lead to broken feelings, but scars and pain from broken things only mean you're healing. 'Cause I'm blessed, grateful, holding to a higher power, thankful. I'm humbled by the kindness and the grace that you have shown. I'm stronger because of you, and with you not alone. 'Cause I'm blessed, I'm blessed. It ain't always easy, but it's easy to forget that I'm blessed and grateful, holding to a higher power, thankful. I'm humbled by the kindness and the grace that you have shown. I'm stronger because of you, with you not alone. 'Cause I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Blessed, and we are blessed that you have been with us. Let me tell you, that song is brilliant. There's so many gems in that song. That budget ain't budging, you know, but you could find some wiggle room in it. And I love that the silver linings aren't always in the sky. This is so, Nancy, you're a heck of a writer, too. You know, it gets overshadowed sometime by the success of Discover Sooner, but you really are.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
I'm blessed to know you as well. I really am. And I want to thank you for introducing me to this young gentleman. And you, I want to thank you for all you do and your incredible talent, but for extending your stay one day to be on this podcast. And I wish you the best, my friend.
I really thank you guys for having me out here today. Thank you so much, Dave.
You're an inspiration,
for
my friend.
Having me. Yeah. It was an honor to extend my stay. And thank you so much, Nancy, for believing in me and always putting amazing people in the path.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, God always has a great way of crossing paths with people.
Oh, that's so great. Mm-hmm. That's so true. And for you listening, right on, as we always say. Nancy, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.